You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Let's get moving with Maria. Inspiration to spend a few minutes each day to get moving on the small things that can make a big difference in your life.
With me today is Emma Parkhurst. She's an assistant professor at Utah State University Extension, and we are talking about body image. Emma, you just wrote an article about body image. Talk about why it was important for you to do that.
Yeah, you know, body image affects all of us. It affects our mental health, which then can affect our physical health, and so really health overall. And women are more likely to experience negative body image, which, of course, will contribute to those mental health concerns that are very prevalent right now, especially in this new COVID world.
Right. I know even at my thinnest, I still had a negative body image. What is it about women and body image?
Right. So pretty much all of our lives, women are exposed to messages that our looks and our bodies are the most important thing about us, when in reality, that's just not true, right? We are human beings with different qualities and values in life that we can focus on more than our looks, right? We can give more to the world than just what we look like. And especially with social media, where we have our phones and our smart devices at our fingertips at all times, we are seeing this media and advertising all the time, especially with these false beauty ideals. And I'm sure you're familiar with face filters that are on social media. Yes. And so a lot of times these face filters, they are so sneaky that we might not even realize that we're looking at somebody that's using a face filter. And so the person that we're looking at, we're thinking, wow, they're so symmetrical, their nose, their teeth, this. And we start to compare ourselves. And that comparison is what can cause our view of our body image to become distorted.
What is it about the pandemic that has made this situation worse?
Right. So with the pandemic, we of course have been living in a digital age, but with the pandemic, it's a lot more prevalent, right? We are on our phones, we're on our screens. We might not be able to get out and about more than we have in the past. So it's an easy default to start scrolling. And so, of course, that means we are exposed to these false images even more.
How do we switch this up? I mean, how do we look at body image differently and really come up with a positive body image? How do we go about that?
Yeah, so there are a couple things we can do. And of course, we need to realize that developing a positive body image takes time and effort. It's something that might change from day to day, even change multiple times throughout the day. And we just need to remind ourselves that, you know, we're human beings. We can restart this effort to try to become more positive about our body. But some of the tips that we have here that are my favorite is to really focus on the clothes that you're wearing, right? Wear clothes that you feel comfortable in, that you don't have to constantly worry about. And I can't remember where I heard it, but it stuck with me to remember that clothes are supposed to fit us. We are not supposed to fit clothes. So a lot of times we focus on the sizing of clothes for whatever reason. I don't know what it is, especially about women. We're focused about, oh, I can't fit into that size 2 or size 4, it has nothing to do with us as human beings. So really focusing on how the clothes fit you and not focusing on the size.
How about eating and exercise? I know that I feel like I'm kind of messed up on this right now. I try to eat better, then every time I eat something that I think I shouldn't be eating, it suddenly sends me into some sort of negative spiral.
Well, and you are absolutely not alone there. A lot of times that's kind of what we've been told by society and diet culture, is that we have to eat a certain way to find health, which is just not true. We are made up of different genetics. So what might work for me to have a healthy and nutritious diet might not work for somebody else. So really what to focus on here is to eat a balanced meal. There are experts that recommend not viewing food as good and bad, but maybe focusing more on descriptives. So what we might consider as greasy and fast food, not healthy, maybe think of it as it's convenient. You know, it's sometimes it's yummy. It helps get that mental satiation. But also focusing on what you enjoy to eat. So if you don't like eating a certain healthy food, don't eat it. Find something else that you enjoy. There's a lot of different foods that provide the same kind of nutrients, and there are different types of food. And the same thing goes with exercise, right? If you're somebody who does not enjoy running, try a different physical activity, like maybe swimming or a Zumba class, or go out in the garden. Gardening even promotes cardiovascular exercise, strengthens your muscles and bones, and it's good to get in the dirt too.
Mm-hmm.
So focusing on things that bring you joy, that and of course, if we mess up, acknowledging if there's a new day tomorrow, it's a new hour. In the next hour, we can try again, and trying not to focus on that. Easier said than done, but it does take practice, and you will be able to get yourself out of that spiral.
How important is it to identify our feelings of body shame and maybe recognize where they come from?
Yeah, that's very important, because if we don't understand why we're feeling like this, it's going to be really difficult to develop that positive body image. So whether that's sitting down, and if you're somebody that likes to journal, journal about what it is that is making you have these negative thoughts about your body image. It could also be finding somebody to speak to, whether that's a licensed professional, a friend, somebody that you trust, or really just sitting down and thinking, why do I feel like this? Was there a certain time in your life that was kind of that trigger moment? That could be a possibility for some people.
I love one of your tips, which is surround yourself with positive people who love you for who you are and not for what you look like. How much do negative people really add to this problem?
You know what's funny about that is that a lot of people won't even realize that they're contributing to this negative problem. It might be, hey, you look so skinny. Did you lose weight? And they don't realize, I'm not weighing myself right now. It could be a trigger for some people, like I mentioned. So really focusing on those positive people that enjoy you for your personality, for what you contribute. It's so, so important for our mental health. And then we could do the vice versa, right? Being that positive person in other people's lives that love others for what they bring to the table inside, if that makes sense.
Right. Really doing our part to promote a positive body image for other women.
Yeah, definitely. So, and I know it's so easy for our go-to to say, hey, you look so fantastic. What have you been eating? What have you been doing? Focusing on something else, saying, hey, you look really happy today. You are glowing. You know, tell me about your day. What's been going on? Things like that. Looking past our physical appearance.
So this is going to take time. This is not something that's going to happen overnight. Just the comments that you made right now about how we speak to people and give them compliments, we've been doing that forever.
We have. And like you said, it will definitely take time. And it's okay if we mess up. We can always try again. But it's just something to be mindful of, right? It starts with us. It starts with us changing our own behaviors, our own thoughts, even when it comes to speaking with others.
Okay, so what should we leave people with? What is really the key to improving our body image?
I think the key here is to practice self-compassion, or extending that kindness to yourself and understanding to yourself that we often extend to others. So avoiding that harsh criticism and judgment, and really treating ourselves with that kindness, and giving ourselves permission to restart if we'd mess up and we say those negative things to ourselves.
Right. Emma, anything you'd like to add that maybe I haven't thought to ask you?
Nothing that I can think of. Just that, you know, it takes time and we can do it.
All right. Thank you so much for spending a few minutes with me.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well.
Bye-bye.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring. And right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.